Welcome back to Virtual Fools. Today, we have an exciting episode lined up for you as we discuss two iconic Batman films, the 1989 classic and the upcoming Flash movie featuring Michael Keaton reprising his role as Batman.
Let's start by looking back at the 1989 film, directed by Tim Burton and starring Michael Keaton as Batman. This movie was a true masterpiece of its time.
The film's opening scene with the Joker, played by the legendary Jack Nicholson, terrorizing Gotham City with his twisted sense of humor and deadly pranks, still remains one of the most memorable moments in superhero cinema.
The incredible production design of the film's dark and brooding Gotham City, the sleek and stylish Batman suit, and the haunting score by Danny Elfman all contributed to making the film a classic.
And let's not forget Jack Nicholson's iconic portrayal of the Joker, which was both hilarious and terrifying at the same time.
Overall, the 1989 Batman film is a true masterpiece and a must-watch for all superhero fans.
Now let's fast forward to the present and talk about the upcoming Flash movie featuring Michael Keaton reprising his role as Batman.
This is big news for Batman fans as Keaton's portrayal of Batman is considered a classic and has been absent from the big screen for almost 30 years.
According to the article, Keaton's Batman will play a pivotal role in the film's story, which will involve time travel and alternate universes.
The Flash movie's exploration of the multiverse is a fascinating concept, and we're excited to see how it plays out.
And with Ben Affleck also set to reprise his role as Batman in the film, we'll have two different versions of Batman in the same movie.
It's a bold move, but it's exciting to see DC experimenting with different ways to tell their stories.
Overall, we're really looking forward to the Flash movie, and can't wait to see Michael Keaton back in the role that made him a household name.
And who knows, maybe this will open the door for other iconic actors to return to their superhero roles.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Virtual Fools, and we'll catch you next time.